Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
I'm truly honored and blessed in the name of Jesus on today. I'm sharing with you, and I don't know if you can feel it in my voice, but I got a smile on my face. Whoo, God, I got got a smile on my face. I'm so thankful to God in the name of Jesus for just where I'm at today. Hallelujah. I have a wonderful, beautiful wife in my life and in my family. Hallelujah. I am in reasonable portion of health. Hallelujah. I have a roof over my head. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful right now. Praising God. I don't know if you can see it in my voice. I hear it in my voice, but I'm just really full of joy in the name of Jesus. And I just want you to feel that joy. And if you have some joy inside of your heart of how God may have brought you through, oh, you just got to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him praise right now. Give him praise right now. This is that time, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice in the name of Jesus and be glad in it. And if we don't have time just to take a moment to say, thank you, Jesus, then ask ourselves that question, where would I be without God? This is a great day to be alive. Hallelujah. I want to once again truly give all honor to God, who is the head of my life. Praise God. I want to thank God and honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. And I also like to say hello. God bless all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Praise God, even into our archives, hallelujah, praise God. I want to God bless those that are listening, oh, Brother Brent, God bless you, my brother, hallelujah. Brother Travis, hallelujah, I see you out there. Brother Eddie, God bless you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mr. Andrew, glory to God for you being here on today, oh, God bless you, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every one of your families, your wives and your children. I mention the men because the men are the head of the household. The men are the head of their family. And as a man, I come forth bringing brothership and fellowship to you men that are out there, letting you know that we all go through a little something. We all go through a little something in the name of Jesus and but God in the name of Jesus. My wife placed a picture on Facebook today of how we have my sister-in-law, Ruby Paxton, in the name of Jesus. I believe she's 78, 79 years of age. Praise God. 5 years ago, they were putting her on, counting her out, saying she wasn't going to make it. Same way with her mother, in the name of Jesus, who's 98 years of age. Somebody need to be, go, hallelujah. 98 years of age, and the doctors counted her out. But praise God, what we say around here is but God, but God. When you thought you couldn't pay that bill, but God. When you thought you couldn't overcome that addiction, but God. When you thought that your family and your marriage couldn't regenerate itself, but God. You got to get sometimes that mentality, but God. Whatever your situation, the but God might be, just acknowledge, but God. Hallelujah. Taking that time to listen to what thus saith the Lord is very important because you never know what God might have to say to you on today. In the name of Jesus, God allowed us to make it to this point just to do just what he has for us to do. Praise God. I know sometimes we have to be patient. I learned that by recognizing hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are very unique and beautiful creatures that God has made, and you know, but they're very particular. You see, that sometimes they if they're not comfortable with being around that environment, it's no matter how sweet that nectar is, it's not worth going around it. It's just like being out here in society on today. Praise God. If we see something in society, say as a man, we might see a woman or a female, or as a woman, we might see a man or a situation, we might find some type of substance to kind of change us around and get into that sweet nectar. But just like that hummingbird, praise God, that environment is not conducive nor righteous in the eyesight of God. So let's not partake in that. I thank God in the name of Jesus for the anointing that he placed upon me. I thank God in the name of Jesus for the blessings and the ability to be able to speak freely and clearly with the understanding, no conviction in something wrong that a brother may have done or a sin that a brother may have done. I feel strong on bringing forth the word of God, knowing that there's no conviction in my heart or in my soul for anything that I've done to offend my family, my wife, my children, my position, or whatever it might be. I've been called, and I have to be recognized as such. And that's how we must do once we acknowledge God in our life. We have to show our truth and believe and represent God that way in which we can be blessed. I know that it's easy to go partake, but God says no, not yet, not at all. But praise God, we continue to come forth on today to continue reading the Word of God. We here now come forth still in the book of Job, chapter 34, as we steady moving on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day again, Lord, we thank you as we give you praise, as we give you glory, as we give you honor, knowing that, Father God, you prefer for us to have obedience rather than sacrifice. And as we continue to stand forth doing what thus saith the Lord, we acknowledge ourselves to be a living vessel, offering ourselves unto God as a reasonable service in the name of Jesus. We thank you for cleanliness. We thank you for healing and deliverance. And we pray that we continue to press on and move forward as we pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the hungry. We pray for those that are ailing or suffering in the hordes of addiction. We pray for the children that are born into the hordes of addiction. We pray for the elderly ailing with some type of disease, oh God, some inability to walk and cater for themselves. We pray for each and every one of those that are in need. We pray for the homeless, once again, the hungry. We pray for those that are down financially. And as we continue to press on, we ask, Lord God, to bring your word effectively and with truth. As we pray, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name to remove our defective characters and remove our shortcomings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of our sins as we continue to press on, doing what thus saith the Lord, as we give you praise, honor, and glory, for that joy only comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, praise God, we're coming forth to continue reading the Word of God. And yes, we are in an excited spirit, in a state of mind on today. Truly thank you for the overcoming of the negativity of the enemy. We truly thank you in the name of, oh God, I just want to thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh God, thank you. We are now currently in the book of Job, once again, chapter 34. Let us read. Excuse me. Job, chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, "Hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. For the ears try words as the mouth tasteth meat. Let us choose to you judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men? For he hath said, it profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with gold. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God, and indeed should do wickedness from the Almighty, that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man should he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely
God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who hath given him the charge over that? Who hath disposed the whole word? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit for his breath, all flesh shall pass together. And man shall turn again unto dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this. Hearken to the voice of my word. Shall even he that hath right govern. And wilt thou condemn him that was in most just, say to the king, thou art wicked, and to the princes, ye are ungodly. How much less to him that accept not the persons of princes, nor regardeth a wretch more than a poor? For they are all are the work of his hands. In the moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be shaken away without hand. For thine are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his going. For there is no darkness, no shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide them. But he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him, and would not consider any of his ways, so that they called to cry of the poor to come upon him, and he heard the cry of the affliction. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against the nation or against the man only, that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people are ensnared. Surely it is meant to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement. I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to my mind, he will recompense it, whether thou refuse or whether thou choose or, and not I. Therefore speak without knowing. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. Why desire? My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of the answers for wicked men. For he addeth rebellion unto his sins. He clappeth his hands among us and multiplieth his words against God. Chapter 35. Eliu. Moreover, and say, thickeneth thou hast to be right, that thou sayest, my righteous is more than God's. For thou sayest, what advantage will it come unto thee, and what profit shall I have if I be cleansed from my sin? I will answer thee and my companions with thee. Look unto the heavens and see and behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what doest thou against him? Or if thy transgressions are multiplied, what doest thou unto him? If thou be righteous, what givest thou him? or what receiveth he of thy hand? Thy wickedness, my heart, a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the Son of Man. By reason of the multitude of oppression, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty, but none saith, where is God my maker, who giveth songs on the night, who teacheth us more than the beast of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of the heaven? There they cry, but none giveth answer. Because of the pride of an evil man, surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Although they say, thou shalt not see him, yet judgment is before him. Therefore trust thou in him. But no, because it is not so, he hath visited in his anger, yet he knoweth it not. In great extremity. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without knowledge. Chapter 36. Elijah also proceeded and said, suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. But truly my words shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, God is almighty and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but the kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be found in fetters and be holden in cause of affliction, then he showed them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He opened also their ears to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when they bindeth them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivered the poor into his affliction and opened the ears in oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the street into a broad place where there's no straightness, and that which should be set on the table should be full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, because there's wrath before. Beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then the great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem them righteous? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their places. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalted by his power. Who teacheth like him? Who hath enjoyed him his way? Or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember, that thou magnify his work, which man behold. Every man may see it. Man may behold it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the noise of this tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by the judgment he, the people, he giveth meat in abundance. With clouds he covereth the night and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The noise thereof showeth concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapor. Chapter 37. At this also my heart trembleth, I is moved out of this place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not slay them. When his voice is heard, God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain, and his strength. Sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God the frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also by the watering he weareth the thick clouds, he scattereth his bright clouds. And it is turned around about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world and the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still. I consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balances of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? Now the garments are worn when the quietest the earth by the south wind. Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as the molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told by that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now, men, see not that the bright light which is in the clouds,
but the winds passeth and cleanseth them.
Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise in heart. Chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job, and out of the whirlwind he said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee the answer thou me. Why wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or hath stretched the line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut up the sea with doors? When it broke forth, as if it had issued out of the womb. When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness and swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decree place, the set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and there shalt the proud ways be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as the clay to the seal, and they stand as the garment, and from the wicked their light is withheld. And the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depths? Have the gates of death been opened upon thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declarest thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? I need thou for darkness, for is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path to the house thereof. Knowest thou it because thou hast been born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved because against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? And what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind unto the earth? Who hath divided the water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? Cause it to rain on the earth where no man is. On the wilderness wherein there is no man to satisfy desolate and waste ground. I'm the cause of the bud for the tender herb that spring forth. Hath the rain a father? Or hath gotten the drops of dew, out of whose womb came the ice? And the word heaven who have gendered it. The waters I hid as with the stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Aaron? Canst thou bring forth Mesra in his season? Or canst thou guide Articus, which is sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion, therefore, in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? Canst thou send lightning, that thou may go and see thy here and there? Who has put wisdom in the unworked pot? Or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness and the clods cleave fast together, will thou hunt the prey for the lion, or feel the appetite of the young lions when they couch in their dens and abide in the camp of to lie in wait? Who provideth for the raven his food, when his young ones cry unto God, they wander for a lot of meat? Chapter 39. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Oh, canst thou make mark when the hinds do cleave? Canst thou number the months that they fulfill? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth? They know themselves. They bring forth their young ones. They cast out their sorrows, for young ones are in good liking. They grow unto the corn. They go forth and return not unto them. Who has set out the wild ass free? Or who has loosed the bands of the wild ass? Whose house I have made the wilderness and the barren land his dwelling. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the diver, and range the mountains as is his pasture. He searches after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide by thy crib? Cast out by the unicorn with its band in the fuel, or will the horror sallies after thee? Wilt thou trust him because his strength is great, or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Wilt thou believe him that he will bring home the seed and gather it onto my thy barns? Givest thou the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich, which lead her eggs in earth and warmeth them in the dust, and forgetteth that the door for foot may crush them, or that the wind beast may greet them? She is hardened against her young ones as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God has deprived her of wisdom. Neither has he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifted up herself on high, she scorneth the horse and his rider? Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make him afraid as the grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocketh at fear and is not frightened. Neither turneth he back onto the sword, and quiver rattleth against him the glittering spear in the shield. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha! And he smelleth the battle far off, the thunder of the wind and the shouting. Doth the hawk fly by thy wisdom and stretch her wings toward the south? Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. From tents she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood where the slain are. There she is. Praise God. Once again, that comes to the conclusion of our reading out of the book of Job, chapter 39. This is the weekend. So God bless you. Be safe. Jesus loves you, and so do I. We thank you for joining us here, David and Diane, ministry and friends. God bless you, and please be safe.
Yeah.